So then I just started cutting into it. He just looks like he's been hacked at, which he has.
Does he like it though?
He cried.
Oh, Christ.
Welcome to Reluctant Adults, a podcast by me, Lauren Crace, and him, Tim Warwood.
Hello. Yes, what you're about to listen to is an audio dissection into the lives of two good mates, work colleagues, but more importantly, parents.
Yep, these audio offerings serve as a kind of self-help guide as we go through our day-to-day lives, begrudgingly bringing up our kids.
This is Reluctant Adults, Episode 8, Our Plan for Freedom.
I go ever so posh, don't I, in the intro?
You really do.
I go, hello, and then I go, yada, yada, as soon as it's
welcome
done.
Welcome to Reluctant Adults.
Welcome to Reluctant Adults.
Why do you go so posh?
Don't know. I feel like it's because I think I'm doing a voiceover or something and people don't want Bremmy, so I have to speak a bit nicer.
Is it part of your RADA acting training?
Must be that.
How do your mum and dad sound? Do they sound as rough as you or do they?
My dad's from Enfield.
He is, isn't he? Yeah. Londoner?
Yeah. So he doesn't sound like me. He sounds like a Londoner.
Does he?
North London, yeah. And my mum, well, no, my mum is from the Black Country, but she doesn't sound it. Whereas my auntie Shirl, who my mum's sister, is the biggest yam yam you've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
See, my mum's from Warsaw, and she's got a posh accent now. My mother. Look at me making a pig of myself. But the rest of her family are quite broad yam yam.
Yeah, so my mum. It's funny, yeah. Isn't it? I think maybe if you escape and you try and get rid of it.
Try and better yourself.
Yeah.
I like anyway. It. I like it. Anyway, not anyway. You this time. How are you doing? Listening? How are you? Welcome back to this little podcast. Tim and Lauren here for episode number 8. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button, then you'll have the latest edition in your podcast app as soon as it drops. And while you're there, don't be afraid to leave us a little review because that helps us to climb the podcast ladder.
Beautifully done.
Thanks, Bab.
How's your week been, Babs?
It's been okay. The podcast, episode 8, Our Plan for Freedom. We're going to get there. And that's, I know that it's going to be like fireworks. So let's just dredge up the past. Homeschooling, being with the kids, locked down. Meh. I had a right day yesterday. I just, I had one of those days where you feel like you could just cry at any moment.
Yeah.
Do you ever have them?
Today.
You've had that today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't it weird how you have those days and you can't put your finger on it? Why? Well, you can. The kids are playing up and being... I don't know. I was just... Yeah.
Was it old Boz's speech? Did that set you off? Not because it was, like, really beautiful and emotional, but I think Boris's speech... So today's Tuesday, so he did his speech yesterday... I think it's really unnerved people, hasn't it? It's like you're half filled with excitement of the hope of future. But then at the same time, we've all got like Stockholm syndrome. Like we've all got so used to the surroundings that we've like been living in for the last year that actually going back to some sort of normal is actually a bit scary.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah. It actually is. And I've been to a few shops. I've been out a little bit and I enjoy it. I enjoy the space that you're given. And I don't mind queuing up 2 metres apart from everybody else because I hate everybody else. So, so like, I don't mind that. Don't get me wrong, I love a sweaty pub. And I cannot wait to be back in a sweaty pub going crazy. But you're right, Stockholm Syndrome is the perfect description for it. Because I think we have all just become a bit accustomed to it. It's been quite nice. I'm not going back to shopping. I'll forever click and collect until I die.
Oh, really? So that's your like positive take out from it.
And I was Mr. I am not doing click and collect. I am not lazy. I will save that £2. Thank you very much. And I will buy bananas and nuts with it. But now...
I can't buy nuts for £2. They're so expensive. Nuts.
They are well expensive. Why are nuts so expensive?
Yeah, they are like obscenely expensive.
Yeah, especially the Well, for one, they don't. They shell them now, don't they? You get your nuts. There's no industry to get at them. They're just ready.
So no one's shelling my pistachios.
You don't buy shelled pistachios.
No, didn't even know they sold them.
Oh, mate. In a tin with a foil, tink. You've not lived.
They are
£9.50. They are exactly. They're the most expensive thing in the shop. But yeah, so your nuts come like that first and foremost, all undressed and just ready to go straight in your mouth. But they also put them in the most fancy packaging, like the plastic packaging that the walnuts came in that I did buy from Tesco Click and Collect. I'm not joking. That plastic bag will still be uncomposited in 5,000 years. I mean, this thing is so thick, this plastic. It's so good quality that it must cost about £4 just for the bag.
So you're telling me that the reason nuts are so expensive is because I'm actually paying all that money for the packaging? That's terrible.
But I reckon there is the cult that, you know, like the pick and mix, shovel it into your own brown bags. I reckon that exists somewhere. And there'll be a health food shop that's got that, but
yeah,
I haven't been there. And in fact, I feel incredibly bad now. And in fact, people are screaming at their own headphones at us now for being so lazy and buying nuts in plastic bags. So sorry, I'm not going to buy them again. I'm not going. There you go. That's done.
Have you decided?
Yeah, I've just talked myself out.
Yeah. Okay. Where do nuts come from? Trees.
Yeah.
Literally hit a blank. Where do nuts come from?
They're like, you know how we have kidney stones? Well,
let's save this for another time.
I think we should move on.
Yeah, I think we've spent a lot of time on nuts. Okay, yeah, so anyway, Boz's speech, that was yesterday, and it set us all a bit off kilter, which I think leads us beautifully into this week's topic.
Our plan for freedom!
Freedom! Freedom! Just waking all my kids up. So old Bozzer, he put together a 4-step plan. Tim, did you watch the speech yesterday?
I haven't, but it's funny. Every single WhatsApp group I'm in, regardless of the theme or the thread of that WhatsApp group, whether it's a 40th party, Lads Virtual Beers,
yeah,
every WhatsApp group forwarded on those pictures.
That I forwarded on.
That you forwarded on to me. It's like a handy, if you've not seen it, I'm sure you've seen it, but if you haven't seen it, it's like a handy cut out and keep backseat of an aeroplane guide to evacuating lockdown, isn't it?
I really like them. We'll put them on our Instagram for everyone.
Did you?
No, I haven't. I will. I think they're useful. What I particularly enjoyed about old Boris's speech was he made a little joke about hairdressers being reopened and then went, thank God, you know, and pointed at his own mop. And I was like, oh, there he is. That's it. Mock yourself before we laugh at you.
Just topping up the mom and dad love there, isn't he? Just go moms and dads going, he's a lovable rogue.
Oh, he's a lovable dickhead. So we set out this 4-step plan. So immediately, in the 24 hours of it being announced yesterday, I have already booked a festival. I have already started doing more research into the holiday that I'm going to force my husband on at Christmas.
Good.
And I have already rebooked our cancelled trip to Amsterdam, which was meant to be next weekend. And I've moved it to October. So I've had a very, very busy and productive 24 hours planning my life.
Wow, you've fully gone for it?
Yeah.
Hook, line, sinker, copy of the angle in Times?
I'm that twat who is once again going to be rearranging their entire life when we plunge back into lockdown in mid-June.
Did you break it to the kids? Did you tell them that we're on our way out? Did you tell them we've been presented with some stairs out of the basement of hell?
All I said is all your mates are going to be back at school in 2 weeks.
Aww.
So that's all I've said to them. Because let's be honest, it's not stairs that have been given to us. It's a really dodgy rope that's been thrown down, isn't it? That you see in like Indiana Jones films that you're going to start climbing and it's going to rip off and you're going to fall back into the depths of a snake pit.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I think the best news out of everything, and let's start at the very start, work our way through. Step one. The kids are back at school on March the 8th. Yeah! Yes!
And that is literally it for step one. It's still stay at home, still don't travel anywhere, still don't do anything, but schools are reopened. And let's be honest, as parents, that's all we care about.
See, you went on and you booked aeroplane flights for later on in the year. I went on to DIY.com and I purchased one of those backyard metal bin fire things, and I'm going to burn every single bit of homeschooling yes, paper and paraphernalia that we've got. All the seeds that have not grown on the windowsill, all of the binoculars made from toilet rolls, the turnip pulling crane is gone. The Three Little Pigs house that we built out of cardboard is going. I cannot wait.
Such a brilliant thing to do. March 8th. Is that 8th. What you're going to do?
Yes, it's the modern day bonfire night.
I love that. That should be a thing. Everyone should do that. Got so many pieces of paper in our house. And I'm like, what do I do with that? Some bit of maths, just scribbled in the corner of a piece of paper.
Exactly.
And a bit of phonics somewhere.
What even is this? It's a feathery snake, Dad.
Yeah.
Snakes don't have feathers. They do there.
Oh, God, you know what? Jack's got a Beano. Jack's just, found out about the Beano comics.
Oh, yeah.
So he's telling my mum about them, being really patronising. And my mum's like, yeah, you do know they've actually been around about 80 years, Jack, but thank you for informing me of who Beano is and Dirty Dan, or whatever he's called. Dirty Dan.
Desperate Dan.
Desperate, that's the one.
Dirty Dan.
And in this comic, so not only it taught him two really annoying things to make. One was get a loo roll. On the end of the loo roll, you cut the end off a balloon, suction the balloon over the end of the loo roll so it basically looks like a saggy condom. Then get loads of scrunched up pieces of paper, shove them in the end of the balloon, pull at the balloon, and it basically shoots pieces of paper through the loo roll. Yeah. So that was annoying thing number one that he made. The second really annoying thing was he had to get different coloured lollipop sticks and make them into some sort of triangle. So it was like a kind of chucky, what are those things that you chuck?
Like a boomerang.
Like a boomerang, but in the shape of a triangle. So now I've got this fucking boomerang in my house that he will not let me throw away.
And it just keeps hitting you on the side of the head as
no,
you
No, because it doesn't work. It doesn't even play with it. It's just on the side, on my kitchen side. It's like, there's my tea, there's my coffee, and there's Jack's triangle boomerang. And I'm like, Jack, can I? And he's like, oh, Mum, no.
I like that. It took me ages.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, Bab, it's shit.
You have to get rid of it at night. That's what we do in our house. We get rid of stuff at night.
I got rid of so much stuff today. I had to clear out from the kitchen of all this random crap. Stupidly didn't put stuff on top of it in the bin. So Isla opened the bin, mortified to see her plastic microphone that doesn't even work. It's just a plastic-shaped microphone in the bin. There she is in the bin, pulling it out. Mum! Oh, God. All right, then, have it back. So it's back sat in the kitchen.
So on Monday morning, when, because I think it was leaked to the press a bit early, like what they were definitely going to do. But
love a leak.
I was listening to the radio, and the newsreader came on at 8 o'clock, and the bulletin was that the first thing the newsreader said was, the government today will announce that children will go back to school on March the 8th. And Lila from the other side of the room went, yes! Yeah, and she was, and I looked at her and I was like, man. I know we think we've had it bad, but she's had it pretty bad as well. She's
crap
missed a mate.
It's crap for them.
So no, she is pumped to be going back. And Ren's actually quite happy as well. So that's good. And Sunny none the wiser. Literally.
Thank God for everyone, all the grown-ups working from home. I mean, thank God.
Yeah.
You can actually do your job properly now. And we can go back to recording this podcast in the day. Instead of in the evening, because this is quite frankly eating into my Married at First Sight Australia time. So I'm looking forward to going back to daytime.
Yeah, good.
So that is March 8th.
Yes.
Done.
Yes, March 8th.
Right, next, step one is a two-plan step.
Yeah.
His second bit of step one, March 29th. Now, the rule of six is back. But,
boom.
And this is good for my family and your family. As families of five, the rule of six never really worked because it basically meant, as a family, we could go out together and maybe chat to one other person if we were lucky. So he's adapted it a bit this time, and it's now the rule of six or two households.
Good.
So our household could hang out with your household outside, be a rule, and it could be a rule of 10, and that would be okay.
Also, at the same time, you know, because basically that's the first point for the second part, March 29th, is rule of six or two households. And when you say two households, we could hang out outdoors doing sport and leisure in my back garden on the skateboard ramp. That is organized outdoor fun. And it's an outdoor parent and child group of which you can have up to 15. So
we've smashed all the rules in one outing.
Mate, you come round my house. We're going to have Bacardi's in the lukewarm sun. It's going to be next level.
But we have to have some organised outdoor leisure activity. So we need to do some sort of skateboarding event or swimming or something.
No, it's simple. It's simple. Get back on the trampoline. Get up. That's all you got to do.
Stay jumping. Seat drop.
That's organised fun. Right
there. I love organised fun. Okay. Are you getting excited? I'm getting really excited. Okay. So March, step one, we've ticked off every single thing we're allowed to do.
Good.
Now it gets exciting. Step two, April 12th. This isn't going to concern me or you, Tim.
Go on.
Gyms are reopening.
Oh, move on. Next.
Yeah. The rule of six continues, Tim.
Yeah.
We're still not allowed to mix indoors, okay? We've still strictly got to stick to outdoor organised fun.
That's okay.
So we're going to have to continue coming to your house and doing organised fun on your trampoline.
That's perfect.
Building stuff.
Well, that's it's the next thing, isn't it? It's the next point on the list. Outdoor attractions. The zoo, theme parks are open. Tim's back garden, open.
Do you know what I've already done?
What?
Haven't booked it yet, but I've already been on to Twycross Zoo, Googled, yeah.
You got to drive past my ass to get there.
Yeah.
We should go, shouldn't we?
Go as a family of two.
Mate, just two households.
God, do you know what? After lockdown one, when things started to reopen, first day out we had, and it wasn't for the kids, it was for me, we went to Twycross Zoo.
Did you?
You will only have heard of Twycross Zoo if you live in the East or West Midlands.
Yeah.
But it's basically a zoo. And if I get desperate, I'll go Dudley. I'll give it a go. I don't think any animals are still there or alive, but I'll give it a go. If you want something a bit calmer.
Yeah.
Libraries reopen.
Moving on.
Okay. Personal care, Tim. This is a good one.
This is the good one.
Hairdressers.
So here's the funny thing. I was about to cut my hair and then I remembered that we were doing this. Lucy was about to attack me with the shears. I've got two online gigs this week where I've got to look actually quite respectable. And my hair, I mean, I look like my dad, so it's got to come off.
It's looking ridiculous. Normally it's, you have very short sides and it goes up very high, whereas now it's just round, isn't it? your sides are as wide as your top.
Yeah. So it needs to come off. I have checked Bird & Co. Barbers in Mere Green, where I live. Their booking system's not up to date yet. Still can't book in there yet.
Oh, I'm on the waiting list. I've put myself on the waiting list for hairdressers. I've also emailed my eyebrow lady. I'm on the waiting list for my eyebrows. And basically, April the 12th, I'm going to be so busy getting every bit of hair removed, cut, dyed. My eyebrows, Jesus Christ.
Look like
Christ.
You got two caterpillars crawling across your face. I
know, I do.
Now, listen, I think we're missing the point here with step two, April 12th, you know, because we're focusing on us. But let's be honest, here are the big ones. All children's activities, indoor and outdoor, clubs start up and overnight stays. So household only. So that's like our households can go to other self-contained accommodation. That's holidays, isn't it?
That is UK based.
Yeah.
Holidays, but just with your family, which, if I'm honest, at the moment is not what I'm after. So I'm gonna skip that step for the holidaying with other people abroad holidays. Also,
you're gonna find that your mood improves anyway just from simply having your eyebrows plucked.
God, everyone's moods are gonna improve. You're gonna be so much happier when you see me.
What is, do the kids need anything doing? Have you been cutting their hair? Because Lucy's been cutting our kids' hair.
I know, I've seen your poor child, Sonny's hair.
Man, it's ridiculous.
Luckily, the girls had their hair cut just before Christmas, and they're fine. You know, girl, I mean, it doesn't matter really. It grows out. They ain't got roots or anything to worry about. Jack had an absolute bowl for a haircut. So I did attack his hair a couple of weeks ago, and when I say attack, how can I describe him? It's shorter at the front than it is at the back.
You just did it the wrong way around.
Oh God, basically I've got to do Michael's hair for work, so they gave him proper clippers, because when I did it in lockdown one,
doesn't he have hair and makeup? They can't do it on set.
They're not yet. They're not allowed to touch them. So we just they've got no hair and makeup at the moment. So his wife is now hair and makeup. So because when I clipped his hair during the first lockdown, we genuinely had to use our dog shears. So his work very kindly bought him a pair of proper hairdressing scissors and proper clippers.
Yeah.
But because his hair was already in a style, it was sort of easy to do because you were just following where the shape already was.
Yeah, yeah.
But because Jack's was so overgrown and was, you know, like fringed down past his eyes and, you know, just pure bowl-like.
Yeah.
Norman haircut. Yes, he did look like the dog.
Yeah.
So with him, there was no guide. So I went a bit too far up the back with the clippers, and then went a bit too short at the front with the scissors, and then it was still very long at the top. So then I just started cutting into it. He just looks like he's been hacked at, which he has.
Does he like it though?
He cried.
Oh no!
And he even the main problem it was when the other members of the household started laughing at him when he came upstairs after I did it, and that was the problem. But as I keep telling him, because he did even ask me yesterday, "Mom, why did you cut it so short?" But I say to him, "It's because you've got such a beautiful face. You can pull it off," which is true.
Should have given him the skinhead. He'd have looked wicked.
No, I did. No, that's what I said to him. I said, "Bab, shall I just take it all off?" And that sent him into absolute panic mode.
Oh, really?
So I went, "Okay, then let's just leave it as it is." So I'm not... No, the kids are fine. It's more me and Michael that need our personal care.
Let's do it. Step three.
This is when life gets exciting.
Oh, bring it on. Look at this now. We're into May at this point.
Mid-May, May 17th, day before your birthday, Bab.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to go wild. Okay, Tim, for your birthday, we can have indoor entertainment. We can go to the cinema for your birthday.
Oh, my God, can we go bowling? We can go bowling?
Yes, we can. But sick. Only with six people.
Or two households. So our families can go bowling for my birthday.
You're going to be really sick if we keep our two household rule with just our two families.
Yeah. Imagine.
By June, you're going to be like, "Oh my God, give me another household." So indoor is limited to two households or six people. But big exciting news. Outdoor limit is up to 30 people. Stop. You can have 30 people at your 42nd birthday party.
I don't know 30 people. So that is...
Five of your house, five of my house. You've only got to find 20 more.
I can do that.
If you want to reach target.
You've got, haven't you? One out, one in policy at the door. Oh, wait, no. To the back door, because this is
side
outdoors.
Gate, side gate. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
One in, one out, side gate. Domestic overnight stays, right? Still not abroad, but you can now do overnight stays not with your own family, Tim.
Oh, amazing.
You could go away on a lads weekend.
Lads. Up to six people.
Up to six. So you can do that. Now, indoor adult fun.
Ooh,
take
hello.
That as you like. I think they mean things like badminton.
Squash. Dancing.
Indoor dancing.
Yeah.
What else is adult indoor fun? Snooker.
Judo. You like listing all of the sports from the 1980s.
80s, yeah.
Indoor adult sport. All right, good.
So you can do that if you want. The biggest thing.
Go on.
Large events, they're going to start. Yeah. So you can have 1,000 people indoors. So you could go to like a music concert thing and have 1,000 people.
Wow.
Or if you're outdoors, you can have 4,000 people.
There's your festival right
or,
there.
Or, yeah, I know, booked one, July 9th to the 11th. Or 10,000 people outside if they're seated. Basically, that is Wimbledon back. Wimbledon's back. That's the only sporting event I know. Are there others? So May's exciting. We can take the kids to the cinema, because that is such a good way to waste a day. We can take them bowling, because that's a really good way to spend an absolute ton of money and have them really fall out and be bored after the first bowl.
Yeah.
What other indoor
domestic overnight stays? You missed a big one actually from step
three. Did I?
Which is something we're definitely going to get into in a later episode. International travel is back, subject to review at the moment.
Yeah.
But potentially we could be looking at international travel as early as May 17th.
Okay, May 18th, it's your birthday. You're allowed to fly. The government have said it's A-okay. Where are you going to? You've got all the kids with you though, unfortunately. Oh. Where are you going? Family trip.
Anywhere.
Go.
Money no issue.
Money no issue.
I think I would just now, as the kids are now, their mm-hmm. age they are
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd get Florida out the way.
Would you?
Fly drive. Rent a massive car.
Yeah.
Go to Disneyland, Harry
Do
Potter
all
World, all the theme parks, and then go swimming in the ocean.
Swimming?
Yeah. It's a lovely sea there, isn't it?
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
Bit sharky, isn't it?
Well, the little ones can't swim as fast as me, so I'd be all right.
mega.
Go on then. What about you?
Ibiza.
International travel is open.
Easy. Ibiza.
Yeah, but with the kids.
Yeah, it's fine.
Big fat villa. And smash it up, though.
Smash it up in my villa.
True. Absolutely true.
Because you can't smash it up outside yet, Tim. Because that isn't until step four.
Come on.
So no smashing it up outside yet. Are you ready for step four?
Let's do step four.
It's the step with the least amount of changes, the smallest list, but they are the biggest changes.
They have the biggest ramifications.
Step four is essentially what old Bozza is saying. Life is back to normal.
Oh, fucking hell. Don't get my hopes
Let
up.
Let it all out, Tim. Cry away. Go on.
Do you think it'll happen?
Well, I hope so, because I've just booked 57 holidays.
But it is, isn't it? It's the ultimate carrot. It's the ultimate carrot. And I was chatting to Steve next door. He's like my surrogate father-in-law. And he's like, we've all got to take it one step at a time. Everyone's got to do their bit. And he's so right. And it's true. We've just got to just keep doing what we're doing. And it's coming down. Go and have your jab when you get the chance. Go and get inoculated. You know, play your part, do your bit. And then, yes, June 21st, no legal limit on social contact. No legal limit on weddings. Large events, free reign, as many as you want. And get yourselves down the bloody nightclubs.
I haven't been to a nightclub in about a decade. But on June 21st, Tim, I am getting my clodhoppers on and I'm heading down the nearest Reflex and I'm going on that revolving dance floor. I am having a double vodka and lime and I am going to be so happy and overjoyed. I'm going to send my kids up to Sheffield for a month and they're going to move in with their grandparents.
They will really have missed their grandparents.
God, they will really have missed them. And I think they need a good few weeks up there to really make back all that time that they've lost.
Me too.
God, the kids haven't been on a sleep. We haven't had a night without the kids. Not a single night for a year. Not a single not having to get up or take someone to for a wee in the middle of the night. Or bedtime. Or do breakfast. Not one day off.
It's mad, isn't it?
Imagine being able to have a drink.
Imagine being able to go to a pub and order a pint and just sit in a beer garden and your and kids not are running around.
Yeah, that is the dream. That is my dream in the, you know, summer. Just a day in a pub garden with the kids running around. Letting them drink Coca-Cola all day and eat Smarties. Just eating and being merry.
I know.
That is my dream. That's all I want.
We're close, man. We're close. We're getting there. And it's nice. And in fact, the nice little incremental steps might just actually be designed to help bring us all out of Stockholm Syndrome.
I think that's, yeah, you're right. Our little steps, bit by bit, will get us more used to. I'm just worried that I've become so boring that when we are allowed.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No, I know. But when we are allowed out, I'm going to be like, oh, well.
You're not going to have anything to talk about?
No, exactly. I'll have absolutely no chat. And I've just started series 6 of Spiral, so I might stay in tonight and watch that. Because now, isn't it? It's like your whole evenings revolve around looking forward to getting to watch that next episode of whatever TV series you're watching.
I wonder, like, the streaming services will take a hit. Everyone's, like, going to just cancel all of that.
So true, yeah. Because we've got everything.
Yeah, we've got everything as well. Cancel it all.
That's
so
true.
Don't need that. I was saying to my dad, actually, if you want some garden fence paint, get it now, mate, because everyone's going to be getting their gardens ready soon.
Yeah,
I'm actually embarrassed I just said that last sentence. I'll cut that out in the edit.
You're right, though. No, but it's not going to be any worse than last year, is it?
No, I suppose.
Because we don't have to be in our own garden. We can go to someone else's garden. It doesn't matter if my garden looks shit because I don't need to be there. I'm going to go in my mate's garden.
Come around my garden, which incidentally does look shit.
Yeah.
I need to employ the bloody greenskeepers from Wimbledon to come around and sort my grass out.
They might be busy this year, Bab.
Well, exactly. Having a winter of the kids running around on it. It's ruined.
That's okay.
Gardening episode we can do another time.
Yeah, we'll do that next week. Next week's gardening.
Holiday episode we've still got to come.
Holiday. And also, I think a good one for me in particular, but is pets.
Pets. Mm. Yes,
that's also
absolutely
on my list. Do you feel like we've just done an episode this week, which is essentially we've just done the news?
Yeah, but it's dead good, isn't it? Because we're so excited. And let's be absolutely honest. We're so excited about the prospect of getting rid of our kids for more than 3 hours that it sent us apoplectic. It sent us into this, like, delirium. So I think it's warranted. And if anybody messages in to complain that there was no chat about kids, we can say, it's all about the kids.
The only reason we're excited is because we can, one, get our kids back out to school and back to their clubs. So they'll be happier. We'll be happier.
Yeah.
Everything will be better. Oh, well, that's it for this week then, Timo.
Yeah. Should we wrap it up then?
Wrap it up.
Thanks so much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed that. Hope you agreed with us. Maybe you didn't agree. Maybe there are a few points there that you think, hang on, guys. Let us know. All the links in the show notes, of course. And just make sure that you subscribe for when the next episode drops. And then you can leave us a nice little review. And they can get in touch, can't they, Grace?
Yeah, they can. We really love to hear your stories, your comments, any questions, any ideas for topics you want us to do. Then get in touch with us. We're on Instagram at Reluctant Adults. I'm just going to read this little script here, Tim, that you wrote for me.
I didn't write this.
Thanks, Timo. Always a pleasure. You're the best.
I know I am. No, I know. Oh. No, she's changed the script. It now says, but it's all down to you, really. I've always looked up to you, Lauren. You're the best. No, really, you are.
I know I am.
You're pretty good. Hey, Bab. Exciting times.
Yeah, I am excited.
Do you know what's dead good, though?
What's dead
honestly,
good?
Honestly now, going back to the start, back to step one, March 29th, we can meet outdoors and we can record this podcast together.
Outside?
Yeah.
In our gardens?
In our gardens.
Will that sound good?
Probably not, but it doesn't matter. We can at least hang out.
We can give it a go just because we bloody can.
There we go. Right then, thanks for listening. Have a good one. Make sure that you're subscribed and we'll see you next week.
I'm off to watch Teddy now, Tim.
What are you watching? Anything good?
It's fantastic. It's called Married at First Sight Australia Season 6.
I'm out.
See ya.
See you, babe.
Bye.